the views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday the 10th of April 2026 and you are on the clock with, I want the whole hog green and the whole mutton. I don't know what happened to y'all people in Long Island. I sent Sawyer Boy down to Mutton Fest to bring me back a mutton. Y'all know the traffic situation in Nassau is horrible right now. I need me a mutton, the one with the big horns. So when y'all young people and old people start prancing your cars around in the road, I can pick up that mutton and drop them horns on your car. Because some of y'all don't know how to press brakes or gas at the appropriate time. Now, we open the show with a small selection by Bohog and the Rooters. Why? Because we have a sad announcement. In, I think, this week's obituaries, we see a notice, funeral service and death notice for the late Alfred Livingston Johnson Sr., affectionately called Pompey and Bohog. Aged 80 years, just got to get my phone to, years of New Bytecat Island, Bahamas. His service will be held on Friday, April 10th, 2026 at 3 p.m. at St. Agnes Anglican Church, Blue Hill Road, Grantstown, New Providence. That is today at 3 p.m. Friends, I was about to say fellow Bahamians, you know. I was about to say it. But only a couple people could say that and not get hit by brimstone and fire. But this, my fellow Bahamians, is a national hero. We say rest in peace to Bohog and condolences to his immediate family, to the Cat Island family, to the Rake and Scrape family, to all that knew and loved him. Even if you didn't love him, we know that he impacted your life positively, and we say condolences to all. Oh boy, you know what this means, right? This means it's time we need a Ministry of Culture. We could see the Ministry of Youth and Sports is very, very busy. So busy they often forget the importance prioritizing culture. We do not have enough mechanisms, entities to preserve our culture. We don't. We just don't. And relying on business people to preserve our culture is not sufficient. It's just not sufficient. But we say thank you to those who are creating a space for local artists, for Bahamian music, for Rake and Scrape. I could think of two right now, The Farm and The Pond. Right? We could think of those two right off the top, The Farm and The Pond. My Grammy tell me I'm not old enough to be out at the farm late at night. They be raking and scraping it out there, and that's why I won't be there. It always sounds like a good time. Okay, next on the agenda, we got to say congratulations to Guardian Talk Radio, celebrating 14 years. We are celebrating 14 years today. Joining me in studio, I have Dr. Ian Strawn. We are talking about a movie premiere taking place tomorrow night, honorable member. I think this is interesting because there's also, I think, a PLP rally taking place tomorrow at R.M. Bailey. But here's what I can tell you. You just had a rally. And if you didn't get everything you needed to know then, you should come to see honorable member by Dr. Ian Strawn. He's going to tell us about the team that is bringing this show to the screen. And I got plenty of questions to ask him. Why you have my MP in the movie?
I don't know why you think that. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Good morning. Anytime I see a man with no undershirt on, I know that's my MP.
Ma'am, listen, folks. Honorable member, it's going to be a fantastic time with you, FNMP, LPCOI, independent, ballot spoiler, whatever you are, go to the beacher, come out and check it. Check this play out. It's going to be fun. It's our politics. It's Caribbean politics. Any similarity between any actual person in the Bahamas and anyone in this film is entirely coincidental, Aaron. Completely coincidental.
You sure?
But this is really going to be quite a time. The 10 rules of politics will be broken down by Prime Minister Winston Ferguson, affectionately called Fergie. And
listen, I guess you didn't get the memo. I declared no more Fergusons. Not in the union, not in politics.
I didn't get the memo.
This is not a slur against all Fergusons, okay? Just a couple of them.
It's my family. It's my people.
Okay.
Acklands. It's also Hannibal Jones, the politician, the retired politician. Is there, and
is there ever such a thing
as a retired
person? Yeah, like a police officer is never off duty.
Apparently, they don't ever retire either.
Yeah,
you know, so I guess them and politicians, they're always in the game. And Hannibal is in the game, even though he's not running for office, he's still very much, in tune because, of course, his best friend is his biggest rival. They've come up together through childhood, and now they happen to be on opposite sides. That's just a thing they do. You know, that's just a thing they do.
But see, because I had a sneaky suspicion that winning is just being in the game.
And yes, on some level. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was listening to you talk about the Ministry of Culture, and I had to argue this because I feel the same way. And they argued to me, look, what you need is you don't just want to be paying people more salaries. You want the money to go where it really counts. What if you just increase the funding in the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture geared towards cultural development, creating that ecosystem, right? So,
I can tell you why. Because the Ministry of Culture, the government is not responsible for creating culture, right? Or even identifying culture. The government is responsible for creating an environment in which the cultural stakeholders who will organically or naturally be identified, rise to the top, where they engage the public, and I want to say society and the public as two separate entities, right, to allow their voices to flow into the sea from the river.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting listening to people talk on or not really say much that's impactful or meaningful about this whole situation. We talk about the orange economy, but to my mind, it's a very simple fix. Very simple fix. And it's just what you said, creating an enabling environment. How do you do that? Well, artists need funding. Okay? And so you know that you have film, you have theater, you have dance, you have music. You simply need to create a system of grants that's locked in. It might be $500,000 a year. So your whole spend in 5 years is just $2.5 million. That ain't a lot of money. Imagine the kind of impact that can make if people who were writing scripts, who wanted to put on a production, knew that they had this funding. It was transparent. It was an open process of applying. There's an open list of people who make the decisions. I think something like that could have a real impact on the country. And the next thing you know, you actually have a product that you could offer to not only the general public,
stand up,
but to the tourists.
Sir, stand up. When you see a minister come into a room, you must stand up.
The Prime Minister.
Ain't that what the woman say?
How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Aaron.
Yes.
Good morning. Protocol having been established, we shall allow the Prime Minister to take the mic.
Of course, good morning again, Guardian Radio. It's a pleasure to be here as Guardian, of course, is celebrating 14 years.
Okay, if you see how this politician looking at this reporter right now, I know this. You know me. You don't trust me.
Well, as the president of your union, yeah. I know you represent them very well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely. I noticed you ain't got no tight pants in your...
No tight pants.
In your cabinet.
In my cabinet, no.
you believe you and Golding is friends, eh? Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And I mean, it's good, and I've listened, coming here, being stopped by the police in a roadblock, I understand, these are the things that we have to battle each and every day in our society. And
did they tell you the reason for the roadblock?
Well,
in fact, let's be very careful. I suspect it wasn't a roadblock, it's a road check. Because roadblocks must have a declaration for the purpose of the roadblock. So correct. If you're in a roadblock and you stop, you can ask the officer, what's the purpose of the roadblock?
Correct.
But a road check does not have the same legal requirements. And that's why I suspect, since we're talking about the police, I suspect that we don't have roadblocks, we have road checks.
It was a road check.
Yes, there we go.
Yes, it was definitely a road check. And if you would allow me, I do wish also to extend condolences, as you would have shared, to the family of Bo Hogg, who was a very good friend of mine from Kid Island. And, the music will live on. Uh-huh. And his legacy shall reign.
Mm-hmm. Sir, I know you all this time, and you know Bo Hogg, and you didn't tell me Bo Hogg was here. So all Johnsons are related.
I know Bo Hogg.
I guess all Johnsons are related.
But if you come from Kid Island, you're related to somebody.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, awesome. I mean, when I say awesome, that you would have experienced him with that degree of intimacy. Yeah. Like when I see him play with the two young ladies on his side, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. I always feel like it's always a good time. Even when you're rowing, it's a good time.
It's always a good time because you get to experience nuggets of life that you won't be able to experience unless you've done it. And so I could live through his stories that would be told on the regatta site. And when you listen to them play the, I wouldn't even say play, when we listen to them assist the storytelling with the music in which they provide, you know, that's what Rake and Scrape is. It's mm-hmm. of an experience of a story that needs to be told.
So let me ask you a question, right? We had a Linden, mm-hmm. sorry, a Pinlin.
Yes.
We had a Christie, a Ingram, mm-hmm. a Minnis, a Brave.
A Davis.
And now we have a Davis, right?
Yeah.
What I know is a part of what brought them to the top and what allows them to maintain leadership, supreme leadership, is their understanding of culture, how it operates in each space, each island. Who the keepers of culture are in these spaces, right? Like, you cannot be a prime minister or a leader if you don't have a good sense of the culture of a place you have to visit, a place you have to touch the hearts of the people who are there, right? But why y'all just forget about the importance of culture when it comes to building the stock of the citizen? I only ask you that because you're the director of communications ain't here. I know I can put you on the phone.
Well, I mean, I profess to be a nationalist in the sense of any government that is running on the platform of culture, like that should be paramount. So I don't choose sides when it comes to whom I decide to be the next government. I choose who will represent my community mm-hmm. well. And if you know the world, persons travel, our tourism product, and everyone's tourism product, they travel because they want to experience a culture. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why there's such a great disconnect as to persons saying culture is the number one industry, and then they say, and culture. When they say tourism is the number one industry, and then they have a ministry and culture. Mm-hmm. It should never be an and culture for culture. Mm-hmm. Culture should be full stop culture.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's, so when I talk about understanding culture, it's mm-hmm. especially you got to understand the culture of your party because it's the party that chooses the PM, right? They understand that, but like, how do you then not understand that culture is implied in tourism? There is no tourism without culture, because they're what they come to see.
Exactly.
Right? And so how they make the disconnect. But I talking to the Prime Minister, right? Because I'm also talking to Dion Johnson, who I think I could say at this time is a cultural stakeholder.
Absolutely.
We got to identify him as that. Because let me tell you why. Now, I-50. Some of y'all ain't going to understand this term.
Hallelujah.
This boy was the skeediest mosquito. This boy, you lie. And Bumba Fly.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But he's also a desired member. When the Prague, is it the Prague Shakespeare Company?
Shakespeare Company. Yeah.
When they come to the Bahamas to look for people to Shakespeare, they looking for this boy. Right? He has the full breadth of the cultural experience. His wife ain't gonna tell you this. He could dance too. He could heal and toe.
Oh, hallelujah.
He could wheel and turn you. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm excited and I throw these questions out at you like you're the actual prime minister. Yes. Because you do such a good job, I just forget.
Well, if we're bringing it home to Ireland, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And as an honorable member of Ireland, as prime minister of Ireland,
yes.
What we are going to showcase is an alternate reality mm-hmm. as to what you might have experienced in any Caribbean nation, particularly. And so, Ireland represents any body of land mass. And we present to you the rules of the politics, like Dr. and how to navigate this life we all live in. Mm-hmm. And these are rules that are not changing at all. They don't bend, they don't break. Mm-hmm. And these are just the rules of politics that you must experience for yourself.
Well, listen, yeah. Since I probably will never experience the Honorable Prime Minister Brave Davis in my studio, I got you, and I'm going to ask you some questions, Honorable Member. Right? So here's what I'm saying, right? If you were... Mm-hmm. If you were the minister responsible for sports,
oh boy,
right?
Uh-huh.
What would you have selected as a national sport?
I would have selected exactly what they have selected, which is sailing.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to do right after that?
Right after I've selected the national sport mm-hmm. of sailing, every month, every island would then have a sailing activity.
Okay, me, I different. I throw in every car in the bush. Build a boat. Let's go. National sport, sailing. Everybody need a boat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, separate and apart from that national mandate, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, you got to talk about policies and procedures and stuff like that, which is, that's on the longer end of the workings of a ministry.
Because mm-hmm. I figured by the time you all pass it, I will have converted my car to a boat.
No.
It could take that long.
But that's exactly, I would have followed suit and say that sailing should be.
And so not parking. Because I know the way that y'all choose prime minister is parking. See, that's why I don't understand the incongruence between the political party and the national governance. I know how you became prime minister, sir. Parking tournament.
I came.
Party into your convention.
I came from the people. I came from the people. If you keep on going back and back and forth.
No, but you know, you raise a really interesting point, Aaron. Mm-hmm. I mean, how intentional are we really being mm-hmm. to follow through on the things that we say are our commitments, are the mm-hmm. things that we are all about, that we stand for? That's a perfect example because you have all these public schools. Ain't nobody building no boats. Mm-hmm. They don't have pools so people can swim. It's the first time I see Government Eye now is getting a pool. Mm-hmm. And you're surrounded by water and half the population can't swim. Mm-hmm. So, again, there's the... But I guess to give us grace, every nation has a challenge living up to its ideals, to its mm-hmm. standards, right? So you have a constitution that says certain things and it's supposed to say that we're all equal, all the rest of it. And then you have to actually live it out. And, you know, mm-hmm. we're not there. Even America isn't there, right? So, and they've been at this game longer than us as a nation anyway. So, but that's the goal, is for us to walk it out. If we're serious about owning, if we're serious about getting the most benefit of the tourism economy, we have to invest mm-hmm. in culture.
And I think...
And we have to be intentional.
So I will declare my bias from the break. I am the person who said on day two, right? Like, who said on day two of the Davis... Cooper administration, that the fact that they had a change in protocol and swore in Davis and Cooper separately from the rest of the team, right, was an indicator of things to come. I said, I ain't giving them 100 days. On day two, they told me I can't give them 100 days, right? Mm-hmm. But I've waited until now.
I didn't remember that, but yeah.
Okay. I waited until this point in time, because I think it's enough time to say this, right? When we got the first manifesto, the manifesto Blueprint for Change, I thought it was devoid of many things. Most importantly, it was devoid of culture. It was devoid of an indication that you understand the cultures that need to be shifted to achieve these policy goals, right?
As but the big mistake they keep making is that, well, we give to John Canoe. We give to John Canoe. Well, what do you mean we don't give to culture? We give to John Canoe. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. that's the argument that they always make.
Yeah. But John Canoe cannot be the entirety of culture.
Yeah.
And so, like, to seal off my argument, right, if I have to go on stage and provide proof, my proof would be, you understand the importance of culture when it serves you, but you do not understand the importance of culture in governance and how culture enhances your capacity or enhances the policy themselves and your capacity to deliver.
Yeah.
I was just saying, the example of that is you had a manifesto launch. You created a whole campaign album, which is actually so good. I want to talk about it. It's worthy of political critique, but real critique, right? Your album was available before your manifesto was. And I think that sums up,
they don't
right?
call it a manifesto. That's the FNM. They call this a charter, eh?
Well, a blueprint. They call it
a blueprint.
Right? And I think that sums it up.
Yeah.
You understand culture when it serves you.
Yes.
But either you don't understand it in terms of policy, or you do understand it.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I think that there's no way to avoid the feeling, the conclusion, that there's ambivalence about funding theater and film and literature and so on, because there's the risk of commentary. Mm-hmm. Whereas with John Canoe, John Canoe is just this mirror. This is what happened. Famous people died. Oh, here we are. Aladdin, or, you know, in Kingdom of Egypt or whatever mm-hmm. it is, it's very politically neutral.
Mm-hmm.
So it's safe to give money to junk and everybody's having a good time and it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, now it's safe.
Well, it has been historically, right?
Well, historically, John Canoe was born...
True.
You know, if you're looking at the
roots of it.
The roots of John Canoe, it was born out of persons who wanted to speak out against the indifference that was occurring in society. Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong.
You know, and so that's where the Burma Road Riot came from. Well, mm-hmm. You know, like all of those songs were part of the history of why John Canoe became... such an integrate part of our development.
But it's been commercialized.
It's commercialized,
so to speak. And politicized and used as a tool for great benefit, right? Like, it's very effective in the way that it's being used for those who are using
it. Now, I want to say something controversial, potentially controversial. the government, in its defense, might say, but look at what we're doing with CAPAS. We're investing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always good to see us training people in theater and film and so on. Here's my problem, though. There's a way you do things so that they're scaffolded, so they build one on top of the other.
Mm-hmm.
So you need an arts program that comes from K through 12. Mm-hmm. So children are exposed to dance, exposed to acting, exposed to digital media creation. All of these things are possible across the curriculum. And I've been with a team working on such a thing. Mm-hmm. We're not there yet, but that's where we need to go. And also, you're preparing people. Let's be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You have amazingly talented people. All of them can't go to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be, all of them ain't going to be on Broadway. They're not going to be in a Hollywood film. They're not going to be the next, whoever, the guy, young man who just won the Oscar. I can't remember his name.
Mm-hmm. Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan, right? That is rarefied air. So if we're training you, we're training you to be a creative here in this country and find a way to live a rich life, to find a way to make a living here in this country,
mm-hmm.
to find economic opportunities that are right there within this country. That is what we ought to be creating
mm-hmm.
rather than selling people a dream that they might be able to go off and become Sidney Poitier. There was one. He's dead. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm just putting a fine point on it. Are we building our internal capacity to have life here
mm-hmm.
and enrich life here, as opposed to still turning that into something colonial?
And how is it that we haven't been able to disrupt, right, the prevailing narrative of the American dream, right?
Yes.
I get rich and become a...
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
When tourism is our industry and everything that we do is about selling an experience, our own experience. Like, yes, this is the place. No, you're going to find work.
But the tourism plantation doesn't really have a place for Bahamian culture. It has a place for sun, sand, sea, casinos, nightclubs, mm-hmm. right? That's what it has. We have to change this model. Because our culture is actually worthwhile. It is actually valuable. It is actually rich. Our stories do have value. And people from the outside will actually enjoy mm-hmm. Experiencing real Bahamian culture, real Bahamian rake and scrape, real Bahamian storytelling mm-hmm. in all of its forms. It does work. Just like they would go down to the fry mm-hmm. and sit in a... It ain't posh. But they can sit right there and eat snap and peas and rice and macaroni and have Kong salad, right?
Yeah. That's exactly what people want.
That's what they want. And so...
Let me just say this, yeah. like, because instead of parking your cars and all your taxis on the grass opposite Fish Fry, you could be having all day performances, rotating performances, all kind of street art and magic, and then
there's no reason to can't do
one
it.
Act yeah. plays and all kind. But you want park taxi car, and put up business.
But there's no reason this can't happen. There is no reason other than. We just not creating the incentivizing.
Now, I was
context.
Go on, and then I would say something else controversial.
So the thing is, for us, we elements that's needed to making this work. Mm-hmm. It needs someone to take that stand and say, this is how it's going to work. Everyone will be able to benefit, and I think that's what our challenge is. When mm-hmm. everyone benefits. It does not bode well for the sum that wants the all.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
Case in point, we have Junkanoo in many of our original communities. Mm-hmm. The
Gambia, Fox Hill.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine every group creating their own village within those communities where persons can then come to purchase the products of that community. You have those Junkanoo groups that are in that community that can build everything that they want. They can provide the music that they do.
They can put
desire.
The totem poles up to the community.
Not the totem poles.
They can have skier
the main
right, the costumes.
Poles. Yeah, every single thing they can build in that community, mm-hmm. you have the taxi drivers who they will drive for pay. It would be just
but,
like
but,
how it
but
happens
But pay from the tourists, not pay from the people who are providing the product.
Well,
I'm just saying, that's how I would disrupt it.
I understand, there are many ways that it could be tackled, but that is the easiest way that it could be tackled. If you're saying, Crown Land belongs to the government, in all of these communities, we can identify a lot. Say, this is where this community-based project will occur. Mm-hmm. And everyone in that community can buy into it. There's one thing when I can go out into another community and steal, mm-hmm. but I won't allow someone to come into my community and steal.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we have
I'm wondering what these gangs be into. Like, why you all around the place ganging and you ain't, like, protecting the people in your community from theft and sexual violence and things?
See, now that's
sorry,
that's,
but that,
you know,
that's,
you know what I mean? That's another topic. But we have the...
That's because you don't have the speaker here. If you had the speaker here, would you I'd have been on my manners?
Yeah, and so we have the products here. And I mean, now I can say, government-wise, this has been the first government that would have monetized any sort of payment towards the Dundas.
Yeah, and I give them credit for that.
Right? They've put
the
it
support,
on the books.
The support for the renovation of the
Dundas. And not only
$1 million would have been better, but we're thankful for...
I want to say it's not just... The right now performance, right now support, they've then
committed
to doing it long term, which is a good incentive for that community to be developed.
I get ease up for one act. Uh-huh. Right? It's something that you said in there. So for me, another thing is that they understand culture when it comes to benefiting them is you start the administration by what I call media busting. I feel like they gutted the media space, removing the institutional knowledge and capacity. And I think that has been the biggest detriment to governance, to the point where people call me and accuse me of being a bad journalist. And I have to tell them, I am not a journalist at all. Look at God, right?
Yeah.
So now we sort of end the term with a meeting that started off announced as a discussion on social media monetization mm-hmm. and then ended up with me crying out, if government hire all the creatives, who can critique the government? Now you got me here trying to figure out how to tell this joke about Mario Boleg and Algernon Cargill this morning, because all the creatives are, I imagine, concerned about...
I don't want to hurt the food.
Yeah.
Now, I can speak just gently on this topic of social...
I like that in my media. Prime Minister. Right.
I've been afforded an opportunity to work with a company called Rebel TV. Mm-hmm. And Rebel TV, RebelTV.me, is a company that is a social media content provider that can allow Bahamians...
I have to pay for this? It's like ZNS?
You do not have to pay for this service.
Okay.
It's a free service.
Rebel TV?
RebelTV.me.
Okay.
It's a free service, just like how Facebook would be, just like how Instagram is, just like how... For loose term, the OnlyFans, you pay for the
so
content.
So you're telling me I could set up a channel where I make jam and things while I talk into Chichanis?
Today, right now, you can go to rebeltv.me. Mm-hmm. And if you want to set up an account where you want to promote your content, you can set it up. You can set up with your local banking information with a two-factor authentication right now. And then instead of just being wanting for likes, you can get paid for your content. And so you can personally set it up for subscribers only, or you can set it up for paying as they view.
Dear young people, I'm trying to give you an advantage over me and my channel, which will be the Guy Fawkes Party channel, by the way. But there's a diaspora out there that is just... desperate for Bahamian.
They're yearning
content.
For it. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You know, and so what that space allows, and if you were to visit the page right now, there are many documentaries. There are documentaries on that channel right now that you can view for free.
Mm-hmm.
One on Thomas A. Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
There's one on the...
Is that Stanley Mitchell and Grey?
Correct. Correct.
Anyway, thank God for Stanley Mitchell. I would have had my revolution on television a long time.
Correct, correct.
Good stuff. Okay.
You know, and so that site gives an opportunity for us to be a part of the industry we want to
and build our catalog.
And so whereas the government wants us to get into the Facebook, the international market, we know that there are restrictions and constraints that we can't do. But there's Rebel right now that's here, rebeltv.me, that you can go to right now. I even got to go to a break. Go ahead.
Producer, when we go to the break, come back to the break with my favorite song. See, PLP have a campaign album called Choose Progress.
Okay.
I put in together a campaign album. It's called Choose Sense. Right? Get more dollars than cents, choose sense.
All right.
Right? I have songs... in it, like Man for Everything by Johnny Cake. I can get you permission first, Johnny Cake. Don't watch that. I'm only talking foolishness on the radio.
And Johnny Cake, write that for you right now.
Right? And The Whole Hog by Ophie and the Website.
Ophie and the Whole Hog.
I want The Whole Hog.
Not just the head and foot.
Dragging down my street. All I right. want The Whole Hog. I want them fancy shoes on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You listening to On the Clock with Erin, The Whole Hog Green. We're going to a commercial break. We shall be right back.
Right, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the crack crime, but nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
April 11th, bring your flags, bring your pom-poms, join the motorcade. Day to the Fire Forward Rally. FNM Headquarters Freeport at 7:30 p.m. Time to save our country. Time to belt this fat PLP cap. We have the plan to restore the Magic City. We're ready to work for you. This is the moment. Show up, stand firm. Vote FNM. That's the motorcade to the Fire Forward Rally this Saturday, April 11th.
Planning for retirement can be overwhelming, but with CFAL, it doesn't have to be. We offer tailor-made individual group and pension solutions that take the guesswork out of retirement planning. Whether it's for you or your company, don't leave your future to chance and let the trusted hands of CFAL's experts guide you toward peace of mind, upfront costs, and affordable monthly payments make it easy for you to build wealth so you can live well. Visit us at CFAL.com to start on your path toward financial freedom. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
CFAL is a proud sponsor of Team Bahamas for the 2026 CARIFTA Games.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
At the heart of every great meal is a simple yet powerful idea. Quality. At Del Monte, we are committed to cultivating quality, growing the freshest, most nutritious vegetables, fruits, and tomatoes for your family. With non-GMO ingredients and BPA-free packaging, you can trust that every can is packed with goodness. So whether it's a quick snack or a hearty family dinner, Del Monte brings wholesome flavor to your table. Look for it in your favorite food store. Del Monte, fresh taste, smart choices. Distributed by Thompson Trading.
Saturday, April 11th, join the PLP. Be at R. Bailey Park, East New Providence at 7 for a rally for progress. Hear from Prime Minister Graham Davis, Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper, and a team focused on moving the country forward. We've made progress together. Now it's about momentum. Bring your family, bring your voice, and be a part of the movement. Saturday, April 11th, 7:30 p.m. R.M. Billy Park. Choose progress.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. So I'm not Alison Maynard Gibson, right? But I like the snitch. Prime Minister. You all think I forget about the case where... See, you all think snitching is a bad thing. She was a PLP at the time. Cupid Ingram was in power. The thing was, I should say, you're honorable. I don't know. I think you should look over here at these things. He's saying, miss, go deal. I don't know what he told her. I ain't part of the business. But the point is this, Prime Minister, right? I want you to know, right? Something wrong in the FNM. You remember the gentle throw under the mace? You was there? Yeah, I know you was there, right? So I go on to interview Adrian White on the shirt. Because I figure this is where the story is going to break. White people don't go to work without a shirt on.
Oh, boy.
Right? So he lived around by me, so I was able to sneak in.
Of course.
While he's out at lunch. I say, big man, how come you did not go to work with your boss on the most important day of the year? As y'all is always ride together. He said, me and the boy ain't talking right now. I'm mad at that boy. I said, well, why are you mad? Because this is a setup and he's trying to use you? He said, no, that ain't. Well, I said, what it is? He said, this boy called me a wife beater. He said, I never been married. I's a singlet. Why did you call me a wife beater? He said, I ain't going to wait with him till he apologize.
We must put a stuff to you here.
Listen, because here's my thing. Who will critique the politicians if all of the creatives are in their service? I think that's right for me. Who will provide
so you raise like a very important question, right? Because the journalism, the fourth estate, is crucial to good governance. Some people have got to hold government accountable, have got to ask the tough questions, have got to look at the record, you know, remind them of what they say, and mm-hmm. you know, they flip-flop. The public needs someone to do that work. But it is not a career that is financially rewarding. It's mm-hmm. something that people without families can do when you're young and you're fresh out of college. But if you're trying to get a mortgage, you're trying to send your kids to private school, you're going to leave. And if you look at the career of even our best journalists, they end up going off into public relations, going off into marketing, going off into mm-hmm. something else because they've plateaued. They've reached a threshold and they can't mm-hmm. go any further, a ceiling, right? Mm-hmm. So we need good journalism for good government. Mm-hmm. We just need it. So something's got to give.
And I know journalists, I hear to tell jokes. In fact, I'm getting ready to tell you all, like just in real life, I don't want to ask this boy the hard questions because I'm scared of his wife. Just like in real life. You see what I'm saying? Like, who gonna... Right, like, I'm not a journalist. All right, often people call in, like, let's take this call quickly, and I'm sure somebody can say, but why you don't try be a journalist? Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the air, on the clock, with Erin Green, Dr. Ian Strawn, and Dion Johnson, currently acting Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of On the Clock. Good morning. I guess she called the wrong number. That's what you do. See, that's why I'm trying to tell these politicians now. When you get a call and you don't know what to say, hang up. Hang up and blame BTC. That's all you guys do. Hang up and blame BTC. All right, so I did have some like rapid-fire questions. After what happened last night, right, I saw this sort of brief press conference with the Minister for Sport, responsible for sports, and then a follow-up with Algernon, the President of the Swimming Federation, right? And so I had this question. I guess what's more important, where I put the question, here we go. Politicians also read from the note. Which should have been postponed? The welcome party for the Corifta Aquatics team, coming back after their 8th straight championship, being the winningest in the country, even more winningest than the PLP. I bet y'all didn't know that. They win more than the PLP. Or the Blueprint for Progress platform launch that didn't actually have the blueprint.
Well,
I mean, they had the launch, but there was no blueprint.
I can speak as a
pretending politician.
No. I can take all the mat off.
Okay.
And I'm going to speak as a parent of someone that is involved in swimming.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Right? So my son, my middle son, Jacob, is a part of the national water polo team.
That's what he was doing in that salt pond behind your house.
Okay. Right. So he's a part of the national water polo team. And their Corifta occurs later on in the year. And I do note that they have been seeking funding. And so if you listen to any parent of any swimming child, mm-hmm. they would say to you that they are self-funded for the most part. Mm-hmm. They have to provide tickets for themselves, assist the team with travel, accommodations, you know, just by being chauffeurs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And anytime that a label is placed on you as it relates to national representative, it should come with the littlest of common courtesy, that you've worked extremely hard through your practices, you've gone on to compete as a representative of this country, and then whatever it is that would have been afforded to any other national team mm-hmm. should be afforded to you. Mm-hmm. That has no political color on it. Mm-hmm. It should have no political taste or bias behind it. Mm-hmm. What is right for one should be right for all. And so my stance on it, if the ball was dropped, take ownership that you dropped the ball. On a national team that is now considered the most winningest team.
Because, you know, you remember I used to beat man back in the day. My record is 4-1. They winning more winning than me.
You know, and I don't, it does not matter to me. It does not matter to me if it's swimming. It does not matter to me if it was curling. It does not matter to me if it was our national rowing team. Mm-hmm. If a team goes off that bears the flag of any country, that country should be giving them the minimalist of opportunity to say, we are proud that you would have done this and you've represented us well. We are here to celebrate you. Mm-hmm. Not just a pass through customs. No. Present a leader mm-hmm. on them just going to a family island and coming right back, and you got fanfare for them. Mm-hmm. These are persons that would have donated their time, their sweat, their blood in any sport. Allow them to have that. You have a ministry that is dedicated to that. And if that ministry falls short of providing a service for their representatives, then take the ownership. Don't say that this has anything to do with politics, because it doesn't have to do with politics. It had everything to do with the department not living up to an obligation, in my view, mm-hmm. that it should have for when a team represents. When track and field did their thing, and they brought home all of their, I hope mm-hmm. that they had a welcome committee.
Let me give a perfect example. Mm-hmm. We recently had apparently a team just go down to watch VJ Edgecombe play. Mm-hmm. You all had a team. The minister, you all had a. Let me just say this. I'm not 1,000% sure that the minister attended. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. I'm not 1,000% sure. But mm-hmm. I know that you all had flyers and announcements that the Bahamas is going to go watch VJ play against the Heat, I think, in Miami, mm-hmm. right? But nobody came to greet the winningest team in the history of the Bahamas. Only Big Fight in Baintown, Mary knocked somebody down, win more championships than the aquatic swimming team.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, whereas I just don't, because this is the newsworthy of the day, mm-hmm. I don't want us to be in that. Mm-hmm. That is, it's swimming today, it's saying tomorrow. No, what's right is mm-hmm. right. Regardless of, once you've asked someone to put on your national colors, even with our national youth choir, mm-hmm. when they go and rep throughout this entire world, we need to make them feel as if not only we see them and appreciate them, we need to acknowledge them and in everything that they do, because they are the national. Mm-hmm. Anytime they adorn that name, that means they're receiving some subvention from the government. Mm-hmm. And with those subventions should come some acknowledgement, accolades. When they have concerts, or even if there's any sporting event, and very general, the first set of tickets that should be purchased should be from the department that is representing that mm-hmm. community. And so, that's my personal belief.
Here's my thing as well. I think it speaks to what has evolved, what public service culture has evolved to. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong, right? But why does the minister have to be there? Like, did we just cancel it because the minister couldn't be there?
Good point.
Why is there not an officer assigned, right? And there's a protocol that exists.
Director, secretary, officers.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It should not be politicized, because mm-hmm. if it comes from a department within a ministry, then that department needs to say, we did not just own up. The one thing with Bahamians, we are very forgiving. You say, if you admit to your mistake and you say, this is how we're going to move on from that, this will end this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. All right, I just want to make a note. I know how you train your son, the goats. Water parking, that's what water polo is. Water parking,
yeah.
You got to have goats in the pool with you.
Yeah.
Trust me, you ain't training. If you ain't training like that. So tell us, when can we see you on the big screen?
So tomorrow.
Because I don't believe anything my prime minister tell me to my face. I need it to be on a big screen. Because uh-huh. if international people watching it, it's mm-hmm. likely what I need to hear.
Yeah. So this project that was on Dr. Strawn and team, we will be showcasing, premiering the film called Honorable Member tomorrow at the Atlantis Theater. Paradise Island, mm-hmm. For a cost of $40. And that will be the first viewing of this product.
The show is 8 o'clock, and folks can go on to 10rules.net, which is the website for the film, 10rules, 10rules.net, and they can get tickets. They can pay for those tickets via transfer. Folks can still come to the door and pay. It's a big theater, so there's lots of room. But you'll have to pay cash to buy a ticket tomorrow at the door. And like I said, doors open at 7:30. But if you're going to get concessions within the theater, then you will need a card. Mm-hmm. But we'd love to see folks out, again, whether you're PLP, FNM, COI, or independent, come out and come laugh at yourself mm-hmm. and enjoy some wonderful performances by over 30 excellent Bahamian actors.
Mm-hmm. This is awesome. This is awesome. I got a text here that says, I ain't quite sure what they're saying. You know, I should be a good politician and refuse to comment, but no, I can comment. I can comment. Another text says, young people sacrifice for the neglect of government. Or I think the young people suffer because of an inability, right? An inability to see the impact of decisions on future Bahamians, right? I don't think it's intentional. I don't think there is one person here that wakes up in the morning and says, let me call my boy Gru and see how we trying to destroy the world today, right? Nobody said, let me call my boy Pinky mm-hmm. and how we going to destroy the world today. I think it's because of an inability to shift the culture of the monolith, right? But I think it's important for people to realize that that's the wrong way to think about it. Every little movement causes a ripple. Every movement causes some sort of change. And so the key is to not get frozen and say there's nothing I could do about it and get stuck, because you'll get stuck in your own life.
Correct.
Right? You have to believe. And I'm telling you, you got to have the audacity of one of these politicians. You got to be a Perry Christie who say, yeah, I drop out of school. Yeah, I was an idiot. I drop out of school. Some boy, I can't remember exactly who it was, somebody grabbed me by the scruff of my sausage back neck and say, bro, you better than this. Reverend school, he end up in night class at Choke Neck Alley. That nun say, bro, and I know exactly the look on her face. He say, bro, in this life, you want the whole hog, okay? You deserve it, but you got to believe it. You got to believe you're worthy of it. And that's the thing that I don't know if it's Brave Story for real. He's a good storyteller. I don't know if you could be the son of a taxi driver and then tell me your life is hard, right? But they all have this story that declares that you got to have the audacity to believe you could do it, right? That it's the audacity. I could be more than who I am.
You're listening.
To Aaron Green, on the clock. We want the whole hog. We say to the Cat Island community, the Rake and Scrape community, look here, bring out the saws, bring out the drums. We want the whole hog. We sending the hog off the right way. The right way. Listen, we can do this election the right way with each other, first and foremost. I wish I had a whole nother hour with these brothers. I never gonna have the Prime Minister in studio with me again. If he knows what's good for him. If you bring your wife, everything will be fine.
Hello.
Dion Johnson, the esteemed. Dr. Ian Strawn.
My brother. Amazing.
The amazing.
Madam.
I was just a gay wench. Don't mind me. Right here. To that caller who called me a gay wench, I love it. Till we meet again.
We love you, Ann.
Have a great day, Bahamas.
This Thank you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.